Ah, yeah! Love it! Cool! That's what I'm saying. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it! We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage.
Thanks for your concern, teammate.
I don't know. I saw you doing something. I know what happened. What happened, bro? What we doing?
My eyes got attacked by my headphones.
Wow, the new.
You thought you blinded yourself yesterday. I just broke my nose on my right ear flap.
I guess the new theme of the song threw you off.
Something happened. I don't know.
Low down!
Tried to stretch them around my head, and they lost control, and they slammed shut right on my honker.
It's because you got a big nose.
No, I got weak hands.
Okay, you got baby hands. And you're wearing
taller than you.
Silly pants.
I'm wearing jeans.
You're taller than me?
Yeah.
Not if I stand on my wallet. Anyway.
Steal that.
855-212-4227 if you want to call the show.
Attention hotline fans.
You can do that too. Nothing you can't handle. Yeah. So anyway, so we've been talking a lot about different stuff here. All sorts of stuff. Day 3 of the Taz send-off. I just had someone must have baked cookies for me. There was a bunch of cookies in
there. Yes, that was for you.
But it was weird because they were here before I even got here. I saw them, so I guess someone dropped them off for me, right?
Well, half eaten too.
Yeah,
a couple.
Bob the baker.
Some were old.
Yeah. The one with the powdered sugar is phenomenal. I don't know what they put in that thing, but that thing is like
sadness. Made of sadness and respect.
Here. Delicious. Yeah, delicious. Remember, if you're following Taz and the Moose on Instagram or Twitter, you might want to unfollow it because it's getting deleted as soon as I'm off the air Friday. So, otherwise, happy Thursday. So,
you are so.
We got a 1v1.
Otherwise,
we got a 1v1 coming up right in this segment, actually. Wrestling 1v1, tag teams, Road Warriors versus the Undisputed Era. Okay, we're going to get a little 1v1 action. Pete the Body and I got together in a production meeting yesterday. We had a sidebar. You know, you saw what happened to me.
Sidebar.
We had a sidebar meeting. And we discussed this, and Pete talked to his people about it. And we worked that out. So we'll do that 1v1 in a second. If you want to call the show, talk about anything wrestling-related or sports-related, we talked a lot about Tom Coughlin being fired by the Jacksonville Jaguars from his vice president position. And so the Jaguars making moves. Good chance Marrone and the general manager are going to be next. Not wishing that on those guys, but there's a good chance that's going to happen. Let's talk to Lucas in Blacksburg, Virginia, listening on the SiriusXM app. Lucas, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Taz. Big fan here. Hated to hear the news that you were headed out, but I've enjoyed listening to you for a long time now. But
thank
just
you,
wanted to grab your perspective on AEW right now. I think maybe the honeymoon phase is over, per se. And I think I've heard a lot of discussion on Twitter and social media about areas of improvement maybe they can focus on moving forward. I have my own personal opinion, but I'm just curious to hear your opinion on where you think maybe they can focus on moving forward with their product.
Well, look, as far as the honeymoon phase, that's going to happen with anything, Lucas, if you think about it. If I could defend AEW for a second, or any new company, any new wrestling company, when something is new and something is feeling like it's going to go up against WWE, which we haven't seen in decades, you know, someone that could compete with WWE from a TV penetration perspective or from a financial perspective, but yet we felt and feel AEW could do that because their TV deal with TNT and whatnot, right? So we know all that. And obviously, we were talking about the Jaguars and obviously the Khan family, namely Tony Khan, owning AEW. So they're
right.
Very wealthy, successful people. We know all that. Here's the thing. It's very difficult to do what they're trying to do, okay? But they're doing it. Their ratings have been okay. I mean, it hasn't been. Look, they came out. I'm not looking at it. What'd they do, Lucas? Like a 1-1, and then they petered down a little.
Dropped under one.
Right. And now we watch NXT and AEW almost go neck and neck. I think actually last week, don't quote me in the number, dude, but I think it was like 785,000 viewers for each show, which I thought was odd, you know?
Yeah, they tied.
Yeah, that's weird, right? But anyway, so to me, that's good. I think that's just good for wrestling. So I think what they need to change, now I've done some work with them, as you know. I think they do need to change their infrastructure a little bit. I do think that'll happen over time, sooner rather than later. I think they need some more help there. They need, you have your executive vice presidents, they're all wearing wrestling boots. These guys are all wrestling.
Right.
These guys are busy doing that, but yet they're wearing multiple hats, and they're doing a good job, but come show day, you got to focus on your match. I know that from experience. When I was in the ECW back in the day, I was wearing multiple hats. Many of us were. And it's not an easy gig that guys like the Bucks are doing and guys like Kenny Omega's doing, guys like Cody Rhodes are doing. That's a tough thing. So I do think that everything there is very fluid, and you got to give them a little time. But I'm curious, as from a fan perspective, what would you change? You said you would change things. What would you change?
This may sound a little bit silly, but to me, maybe even a little bit on production and audio. Some of the stuff, it reminds me of the WCW days. And I don't know if that's a Tony Schiavone influence, but even from a consumer perspective, hearing the audios of just how the bumps sound on the mats and just overall audios, and I don't think they've quite mastered it, how WWE has.
Well, hang on. Let me interrupt you, and Lucas, just because I'll forget to tell you. So here's the thing with that. There's a reason why there is a WCW, a little bit of a feel, and there is. There's a couple of reasons. Okay, one is it's broadcasted from TNT with Turner's Network. So think about that. That's
right.
WCW. The other reason is by a gentleman by the name of Keith Mitchell. Keith Mitchell runs the production truck for AEW. Keith Mitchell also ran the production truck for WCW. A lot of people don't know that. Keith Mitchell is a great executive producer. He's basically the Kevin Dunn of the South. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, and I know Keith a long time. He was also running production for TNA back in the day. So Keith is a great executive producer. He's great at running trucks. But he also, and we were talking about the Von Erichs the other day, Andrew Bogish. That's right. He, Keith Mitchell, even back in the day, Lucas, Keith Mitchell was running production for Fritz Von Erich for World Class. So this guy's got a long history in the business. So that's why you're getting that WCW feel production-wise. Now, are you alluding to that the audio was screwed up on a couple of weeks in a row with the announcers? That's what you're talking about?
No, I'm not. I'm not really worried about that as much as that. I kind of wanted it just to be. I guess from my perspective, I was super excited for the product, and I'm a huge fan of it. I think it's a great alternative for people that are kind of upset with WWE and how things are, and it's a whole different conversation. But I enjoy the authenticity of it. So I guess the production part of it made me feel like they were kind of being something that they weren't from something in the past. And it isn't a major gripe. It really isn't.
Well, also, dude, you understand, they're not trying to be WWE, too. You have to realize that. You know, see, here's the thing.
Right.
We all, as fans, right, we all, the measuring stick for us when someone has that kind of money and that kind of production and that kind of TV broadcast and penetration, the measuring stick for us is WWE. And I get that, dude. I get that. But you got to understand, these cats, and I can tell you from experience, they don't want to be WWE. They want to be different. They want people to watch and realize it's a different production. They want it to feel different, sound different, look different. They do. There are elements that seem and feel similar to WWE. Some of that stuff. Yeah, I'm a little surprised they're doing as much in-ring promo stuff as they're doing because they didn't want to do that. They wanted to be just more wrestling. But then they realize, well, this is why Vince McMahon does what he does, because you got to make money, you got to build characters so you can get people to come to the building. So you build characters by doing promo segments backstage, by doing in-ring promos in the ring. You know, you got to develop characters. I do think also, if I'm going to critique AEW, I will tell you this, Lucas, I do think that they should work on elements of video packaging to get over some of these talents for character development. A little thing like having JR sit down last night on AEW Dynamite with Jungle Boy, with Jack Perry, doing something like that. It was a quick snidbit, but it was cool. Okay, it was cool. You got a guy, a legendary Hall of Famer like JR, sitting down with this young kid and who's the son of a celebrity who's no longer with us, and Luke Perry. What I would have done, just a fantasy book with you here, I would have had that whole interview. I would have shown the amount they showed on TV, which is probably 2 minutes, because they can't show that much, and then send people to your social media page or somewhere to watch the whole 10-minute interview with JR and Jack Perry. You know what I mean? That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
You know? So, because I want to learn more, as a fan, fans want to learn more about these characters, and I think they got to do a better job of developing these characters. You know, MJF did the thing what turned on Cody, and we've seen MJF on TV since then, like maybe once or twice. I don't think MJF wrestles enough on TV. I want to see this kid wrestle every night, every week on TV. He's going to be your top heel. He's eventually going to be the world champion. He's got to be on TV more.
Yeah, and for somebody like me who comes from predominantly a WWE fan, learning about some of these characters, I don't know anything about them. And so I need that exposure so that I can become invested in their angles. I'm right there with you on that. And I appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, buddy. I appreciate you calling, Lucas. Thank you, man. Take care. So sometimes you got to talk wrestling. You know what I mean, buddy?
Just, agreed.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
So
I do it all the time.
It's awesome watching you pay attention just on the sitting on the learning tree, the Taz learning tree. It was really tremendous.
Well, I mean, I share all of those same critiques with AEW, so I don't need to double down and steal any of your thoughts. I mean, they're all valid, correct ones that when they get straightened out, and they will, away goes AEW even more.
Well, are you going to be able to partake in this 1v1?
Probably not, but I'll try it.
All right, we're going to do a little 1v1, a little wrestling style here. If you want to call the show. Well, actually, let's do the 1v1 open. Then we'll do the 3-2-1. Here we go.
There it goes, deep left. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. Giancarlo, no si può stopparlo.
Brady takes the snap. He backs up. A lob toward Gronkowski. Left. Reaches out. Extends. Makes the grab as he dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Patriots.
One versus one. The best versus the best. Taz, Moose, and you decide who is the best of the best. It's now time for 1v1 with Taz and the
Taz.
Moose.
Here's the 1-1. It's a ground ball to Keith Werman. Scoops it up, throws to first. It's perfection. Will Roberts has thrown a perfect game for the Cavaliers.
Probably the best call in sports history.
It is Vin Scully-esque.
Tremendous, dude. We joke around a lot about it.
The Giants won the pennant. I don't believe what I just saw.
Bobby Werman just stole
it's
second.
All...
Bobby Werman just stole. What's his name, Bobby? Oh, Keith.
Who?
It was number one on SportsCenter's top 10 plays that night.
Is that true?
That is true.
With your call?
Yes.
How about that? I didn't know that. And why have you been sitting on that nugget for so long?
Why are you sitting here after that?
Are you my therapist?
I'm just a heel. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that was
pretty
cool.
Why did you say that in the past, Tom? We talked about this a lot.
I don't know. Never really occurred to me to say it.
I think
but
I know
today,
why.
Today
I know why.
Head.
I know why you did. I know why you did.
I'm humble?
No. You're not humble, actually.
You got to put yourself over.
You're
Mike.
An ego. Oh, he does. Trust me. I know him very well. He's an egomaniac.
I'm not an egomaniac, but I am narcissistic.
All right. So 1v1, here we go. We got Road Warriors versus the Undisputed Era of Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Might want to Google those names, Andrew Bogish.
I already did. Thanks for asking those.
Okay, so here's the thing. The Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk.
Okay. Correct.
The Legion of Doom. Probably my favorite tag team of all time. My two favorite tag teams of all time. Definitely the Road Warriors, and the other one was a team that I worked and traveled with and was friends with and trained with, a team called the Eliminators from ECW, which was Perry Saturn and John Cronus. I love the Eliminators. They're good friends of mine. I thought they were an amazing team. And you got to throw the Dudleys in there, too. There's a lot of great tag teams. The Freebirds, amazing stuff. The Rock and Roll Express, legendary. The Fabulous Ones were great.
I'm assuming the winner of this 1v1.
Midnight Express, excuse me.
I'm assuming the winner of this 1v1 takes on the British Bulldogs for the actual title, right? Is that how this works?
That's not how it works, but the Bulldogs were amazing.
Okay.
You just want to let people know you know a wrestling team name? Was that why?
Yes.
How about the Tasmaniacs?
Love them. Love them.
They're my heroes.
Is that you and Bilotti?
No, that was me. And
I know.
That was me and Tasmaniac too.
And Junior.
Should have stuck with it.
Oh, yeah. The Samoans were always great. To the Wild Samoans were a great team. The Samoan SWAT team, another great team. So, anyway, so this 1v1, if you want to call and you pick who you like and tell me why or tell Andrew why, it's between the Road Warriors and Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Who would I go with? Oh, man. I got to tell you, I love Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly at NXT. I think they're great. They do amazing stuff. You know what we could have put in here? We should have done a three-way 1v1, Pete the Body.
V1.
We should, hey, don't be a wise. Right, 1v1.
BCS.
Should have been, right, BCS, Road Warriors, Undisputed Era, and the Young Bucks. That would have been cool. Bucks are no joke.
Well, in the pre-production meeting, I mentioned to our staff about the Young Bucks.
Did you really?
We had a meeting?
I probably went to the water cooler for that segment. So I'm going to lean...
He held his own meeting.
I'm going to lean towards... man, this is tough. I'm going to lean towards the Road Warriors this one. Not just because of the legendary status. Because they were kind of trailblazers for a lot of things they've done. You know, some feel they were the first one to have music on the entrance, but Michael Hayes and the Freebirds will tell you different. I think Michael Hayes might be right. I think the Freebirds were the first ones to do it. But the Road Warriors, do you remember what the Road Warriors used to use? Come to the ring. If you don't, that's fine. I have the
answer. It wasn't a Boz Skaggs song.
It was not
Boz
Skaggs. Well said? No, it was a little song called Iron Man by Black Sabbath. I am Iron Man. They would hit the ring, dude, and just tear dudes up. Like, tear them up.
Which one is Laurinaitis? I don't remember.
Laurinaitis is Animal. So you know who his son is,
yes.
Right, obviously. James Laurinaitis. So Animal is a little bit shorter than Hawk.
Right.
He was the one with
no
the
wings.
Mohawk.
Right, yeah.
Right. So Hawk's no longer with us. Okay, Mike Hegstrom. Great guy. Really great guy. I know Animal, too. They're both really good guys. Obviously, Hawk no longer with us. But Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, also great guys and super athletic talent. Two different teams here. From an athletic perspective, the Road Warriors could not compare anywhere near with the athleticism of Fish and O'Reilly. Nowhere near it. Different eras. But I'm leaning towards the Road Warriors. The promo work was great by Hawk. And, of course, Paul Ellering is their manager. Precious Paul Ellering. Angry Andrew Bogish could be your name as a wrestling manager. Who are you picking?
I'm going to go...
Angry Andrew Bogus.
With the Road Warriors. Now, I prefer Legion of Doom. I don't remember. You'd have to walk me through why the name change, when the name changed.
When it went to WWF at that time.
Okay.
The WWF went with the Legion of Doom.
Okay.
So they were called the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors, because years ago...
Was there a colon in there?
I don't know. I know a semicolon.
Right.
I know the organ in your body of a colon. The Legion of Doom was, man, was that Mid-Atlantic? It was Andrew, please, need to lay out.
It was just, like,
on this, you have
Mid-Atlantic. Yeah.
What's that?
I think it was Mid-Atlantic.
It was Mid-Atlantic, maybe, and it was the Road Warriors, and who else was
Jake
in
there? Jake Roberts.
Jake Roberts, that. Thank you very much. There was someone. So, see, it was a faction before WWF.
I got you.
Before the success of the Road Warriors. Then those other guys broke away. Not Lord Humongous. Somebody else. I can't remember who. Anyway, and so then it stuck. The Legion of Doom. They were called the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors.
That is the argument. To me, that's the greatest name in wrestling history. Legion of Doom. It's just.
There's no doubt about it.
It's too badass.
Yeah.
So
Road Warriors is soft?
No.
That name is amazing.
Right. But Legion of Doom just, I don't know. There's just something about it.
All right.
So that's the tiebreaker there for me. So I'm rolling with the Road Warriors.
I can't argue with that. I mean, I really can't argue with that.
Plus, I know nothing about the other two guys, so...
Well, I'll tell you who does, and that's Pete the Body. Ladies and gentlemen, Pete the Body, what is your
view? Well, I'm picking the Road Warriors in this case because no one has won titles in three major promotions like they have. WCW,
right.
WWF, and the AWA. They were the standard. I put them against any other team in wrestling. They're the standard. It's a cut and dry for me. Now, I think the Undisputed Era will eventually get there because of the stuff they have accomplished already. But it's still a long ways away for me. Road Warriors are the standard in tag team wrestling.
Yeah, and I feel like we're not... I just don't want to... I want to give the current guys the it's a tough thing to do here. If Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish were on a show and I'd be like, dude, this is not fair. Like, how do you put it? They would tell you how great the Road Warriors were. You know, but it's just, I just felt like it's something cool with a legendary team of the past and a great team of today. You know, that had clashing styles. You know, think about it. The total clash of styles. Mikey B, you want to partake?
I agree with Pete.
okay?
Wow.
That's me when I talk NBA? That's what I do?
Yeah.
Not wrong. Like, I'm not an NBA savant, but do I do that? No. I talk. I do research. Do I do that?
Sometimes.
I agree with Pete. No, that's not true sometimes. My ass. Sometimes. Wise
well,
guy.
I think the Undisputed Era. I think what you were mentioning, they're in their moment, but give it time. They'll eventually overtake the Road Warriors.
Wow.
Oh, God.
All right.
Anyway.
So you should have left it alone, Tez. That's your fault.
I'm going to take your calls. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. Not in you. I'm not disappointed in Pete either. I'm just disappointed. Anyway, we'll take your calls on the other side of the break. God, I did it again. That damn cliche. See what happened? Over 2 years, it's stuck in my head. You see this, Mike? I knew this was going to happen to me.
My bad.
I got to go to therapy now and get this taken out of me.
You can join me.
Join us after the break. Thank you for the word join.
You're welcome.
As we take your calls on who do you like in your 1v1, the Road Warriors or the Undisputed Era, 855-212-4227. Taz with Angie Bowers. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, all right, I counted myself in. How about that? Welcome back. Yeah, we're doing a 1v1. We were talking. We got people calling the show. Get to you guys in a second. 1v1, a wrestling 1v1 with the tag team, great tag teams, the Road Warriors, legendary Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, against Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish of NXT, today's Undisputed Era, they're called. Call the show, 855-212-4227. Wrestling fans, tell me who you want to win that 1v1. We have Brad Heller here. I'll do his update. Bradford, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you? I have wrestling news in this report.
Oh, we're fired up. People on hold.
Well, Jim Heller.
They're waiting for it also.
All right.
Here you go. Do your update.
This report sponsored by the NFL. Thanks to you, Huddle for 100 surpassed its goal of 100 million minutes. Volunteer in your community this holiday season to spread the spirit of service. Log your minutes at NFL.com/Huddle for 100. College basketball, North Carolina has now lost four in a row for the first time since 2010.
Gives it up to Kispert. Corey driving with the left hand, gets all the way to the rim, and he's got two more. Left-handed finish for Kispert, zags by 20.
Tom Hudson on Learfield IMG College. Gonzaga getting 26 points from Corey Kispert in a 94-81 win over the Tar Heels. The Zags are 12-1. The Heels are 6-5. Elsewhere, number 6 Kentucky faced Utah and Las Vegas.
Ashton Hagans looking and still looking. And still looking. Hagans has to get it in. Corner three up and missing. Utah wins. The Utes have beat the Kentucky Wildcats at T-Mobile Arena.
Final score 69-66. Bill Riley had the call. Learfield IMG College. Timmy Allen led the way. 25 points and 9 rebounds. NBA, the Sixers suffered their first home loss. They fell to the Heat 108-104 in Philly. The Celtics beat the Mavs in Dallas 109-103 behind 32 from Kemba Walker. The Pelicans' 13-game losing streak is over as they top the Timberwolves 107-99. Brandon Ingram scored 34. From the NFL, the Jaguars firing executive vice president of football operations Tom Coughlin just a couple days after the Players Association warned players of potentially signing with the Jags because of excessive fines and player grievances. So GM Dave Caldwell and head coach Doug Marrone will report directly to owner Shad Khan. Meanwhile, Odell Beckham Jr. putting the rumors to rest about his future in Cleveland.
If I'm not going anywhere, I'll be here. We're going to figure this thing out. It's just too special to leave.
Now, Beckham's been battling hip and groin injuries all season. He's now gone 8 consecutive games without topping 100 receiving yards, the longest such streak of his career. From college football, 3 Oklahoma players have reportedly been suspended for the semifinal matchup against LSU in the Peach Bowl. Starting defensive end Ronnie Perkins, running back Ramondre Stevenson, and wideout Trajan Bridges. Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley did not address the suspensions. Now it's time for your daily wrestling update. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're sitting already.
Okay, here we go. Rhea Ripley dethroned to Shayna Baszler to capture the NXT Women's Championship.
What a match. I saw that match. It was awesome. Yes, continue.
In AEW, Jungle Boy survived 10 minutes with champ Chris Jericho.
He did. I saw that too.
Other action, Rick Martel defeated Rey Odyssey. Joe Stivaldi and Manny Fernandez ended with no winner. They wrestled to a double countout.
I don't remember where
Fernandez.
The Raging Bull, not the one from Miami Dolphins. This is a different Manny Fernandez.
There's another Manny Fernandez.
Right, a pro wrestler, yeah. So wait, that last one,
Pete, we're doing a radio show.
I know, Pete, we get it, you love wrestling news,
well,
Mike's making a laugh. No, but what, just the last update, read one more, the last news bit about
Stivaldi and Fernandez? Oh, yeah, yeah. Martel defeated Rey Odyssey.
Nice. I wrestled Rey Odyssey, you know, even though he's a new current wrestler. The surfer, Rey Odyssey. That's the one you're talking about, I believe, right? The surfer. He's a surfer. His gimmick is he's a surfer.
Okay.
Yeah, the surfer. So Martel beat Odyssey.
Yep.
Rick Martel and...
Stivaldi and Fernandez, a double countout. No right. winner.
I don't know where that show was. Probably Parsippany, right? I would think, maybe.
Parsippany?
No, they run a lot of shows
in
Parsippany.
The Sportatorium.
No, the IWCCW. All right. Great job, man. It was great hearing that wrestling update. Good job, buddy. You're
always enjoy bringing the wrestling updates to you.
You do a great job of it, man. You're current, too. You're on top of current.
Trying to be that way
way
for
to
you.
Way to go, buddy. All right, I got to take some phone calls here. Andrew and I are busy. Thank you. Great job. Heller, you're the best. Awesome. All right.
Okay.
Jim Heller. So let's talk to Brandon, listening in Hillsburg. My screen cut off. Where is he? Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Hillsburg, Pennsylvania.
PS.
Brandon, how are you? You're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on?
Oh, good, man. How are you, Taz?
What's going on, bud?
I think out of the two, Legion of Doom definitely wins those, but I think there has to be a mention of the Bushwhackers.
That's a good one.
They were good. They were funny.
Yep.
They were the best for me whenever I was younger.
They were. Now, the Bushwhackers, I don't know if you remember their name before they went to WWE, what they were called. Do you remember that? Probably not.
No.
They were the Sheepherders.
Oh, and yes.
That's right. When they were working all the South and stuff, they were great.
Wasn't PC, right? Sheepherders wasn't a...
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore. So
hold on a second. Yesterday, I offended pirates. Yeah. Now I offended sheepherders?
Yeah, that's not. They don't like to be called that anymore.
Brandon, I can't win over here, bro.
No, you can't. I mean, not in today's society.
You really can't win.
What was their song? It was Walk Around or Walk About, Bushwhackers.
Our wrestling audio team is getting it right now. You know, Brandon, the thing is, I just want you to understand, like the 1v1, and I'm down. The Bushwhackers are great, no doubt about it. Hall of Famers, right? The thing is, the 1v1, so like some people are tweeting like, oh, how about, they're naming other teams. Like somebody's, how about the Dudleys? A 1v1 just meant like we took these two teams and said who's the best. It wasn't like we're dissing out other teams. You know what I mean? I just want you to know that. Here's this.
Now, in fairness, I haven't watched wrestling in about 15 years. So when we're talking tag teams, Legion of Doom and Bushwhackers are the two that stand out to me.
Well, here you go. Here's your song, brother. How you feeling now, Brandon? Get your arms going up and down?
I'm on my way to the gym, man. This is pumping me up.
All right, Brandon. We appreciate the call. Off the Bushwhacker theme gets you ready to do a set of military press and some strugs. I mean, God bless you. Let's talk to Joss. Let's listen on 100.3 FM in the lovely city of Florida. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, man, I'm going to have to say the Road Warriors. And the reason I say the Road Warriors is because being, you know, around the wrestling industry my whole life, just they have something that nobody else has. Mm. When they hit that curtain and they come out for that crowd, you know what that's known as. The Road Warrior Pop
is, and you're right about that. That's something that is a thing in the industry. You didn't know that, Andrew. You probably wouldn't. That's a kind of, you know, you got to be a real hardcore mark to know that, or someone from the wrestling business. So the Road Warrior Pop means the reaction that people, if you get a big reaction when you come through the curtain, like that's called the Road Warrior Pop.
Yes. Yeah.
People would go crazy for the Road Warriors when they came out. So, like your boy over here, when I debuted the Garden, Road Warrior Pop. So, you know what I'm saying? When you heard this song by Black Sabbath, Iron Man,
yeah.
And the Warriors would come out. Josh, am I right or wrong? They would whoop ass.
Oh, man, they would just kill people, man. Like,
nasty.
I mean, the poor Mulkey brothers, I feel sorry.
The Mulkeys used to get whooped. Yeah, no. Dude, if you want to see, I'm sure you've seen this, Josh, but Andrew, you should check it out. you want to watch the Road Warriors really dismantle guys back in the day, watch them in AWA when they used to work in those casinos in Las Vegas. Holy cow. Dude, they would just eat dudes up. Josh, appreciate the call. I mean, eat guys up bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Nasty. They also fought a young Ray Odyssey back in those days.
Poor Brad. I mean, like, really. I mean, someone is really mean that works here. Hopefully that audio doesn't make it onto my Twitter somehow. I hope not.
Did Bruno Sammartino fight last night? I was busy. I couldn't watch.
That one happened.
Oy vey. Old friend John from Jersey.
He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John from Jersey.
Big Hoss, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Taz, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good, my friend. What's going on?
No, I mean, I got to go with the Road Warriors. Well, nothing against the Undisputed Era, but Road Warriors were another favorite as a kid. I used to love them and Paul Ellering. They were great.
I saw a thing, John. Do you have the WWE Network or not?
Yes.
So I saw a thing on there recently. I can't remember the name. It's a couple of years old. On the Road Warriors. Man, what was it called? The WWE did. What was the thing called? Was it on Paul Ellering was highlighted in it? So was...
It was their bio they did for the
DVD. It was a bio. Yeah, it was a DVD. I just can't remember the name of it. John, you should check it out if you didn't see it already. It's awesome.
Absolutely. If it's Road Warriors, I'm in. I will definitely check it out, brother.
Yeah, no. I mean... Oh, you are familiar with O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, though, right? Of today's
game. Of course.
Year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those guys are great.
They're amazing. So that's why I'm trying to put two teams together that are complete polar opposites from two different worlds. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many great teams. I mean, whether it's today, even, you know, through the years. And, you mentioned the Young Bucks are great.
Yep.
There's so many great teams. Yeah, I got a wrestling question for you.
Yeah.
My favorite today, and I'm curious, always wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on him. What do you think of the Fiend, Bray Wyatt?
Well, I love
the Fiend character.
The gimmick, the character's phenomenal. The belt they made is horrible. But
yes.
that belt with his face on it is silly and dumb. But his work rate's tremendous. He's a big dude. He's probably a third generation wrestler, right?
IRS's kid.
Right. I'm trying to think, but Rotundo's second generation. He's not third generation because he's Rotundo's son, IRS, right? No, I was thinking, but his godfather is Wyndham, I think, or something. But his godfather. I think his godfather is Barry Wyndham, I think.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's the matter. Here's the thing. I think Bray Wyatt's tremendous. I do. I think people have been waiting for him to get the big, big push. The big, 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 big push he's getting now. He was being pushed as Bray Wyatt with the Fireflies and all that. The stuff he does with that cartoon, the Funhouse
Firefly
gimmick, it's hysterical. It's great. Big, you know, cool production they do on it. I think he's great. Why, you don't like him?
Oh, I love him. He's my favorite. He's the main reason I watch.
Really?
Now.
Yeah, he's great, man. He's great. You know, and they're doing the tough thing for a character to wrestle against him. It's tough because there's so many layers and depths of caricature in him. And John, appreciate the call, brother. Always nice to hear from you. But he's very, the Fiend character is very, especially with the Firefly Funhouse and then it's the whole thing is just, it gets a little, it's great, but it's a lot of depth involved, a lot involved. You ever see this, the Fiend thing?
No.
Never seen it?
No.
Sound like a Mikey B answer.
I'm sorry, I haven't.
There we go. The no.
Yes, I did see it, Tess.
We'll take your calls after we return from break.
Okay.
And you're still calling you people. What, do you want the Road Warriors in your 1v1, or do you want the undisputed era of Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish? Those two young cats are great. So, Taz with Andrew Bogus, 855-212-4227. Bring it back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Here, taking phone calls on the 1v1. top tag team. Not top ten. You know, 1v1 on tag teams, the Road Warriors, or the undisputed era of Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. Hey, CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go down to West Virginia and talk to Buff. Listen on 94.9 FM. Buff, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. There's only one answer to this question.
Okay.
Oh, what a rush.
Yes, that's a little Road Warrior Hawk action. So you're a big Road Warrior fan back in the day, huh?
Oh, you know it, baby.
Yeah, they were great.
There's only one answer to that question. But I got a little problem with you, my man.
You're talking to me? Okay, what's up, bro?
I'm talking to you.
I'm ready. Come on with it. Let's go. What's up?
You know, this stuff of you leaving.
Yeah.
Now you're throwing my whole morning routine has gone to hell in a handbasket. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
I apologize, dude. I apologize. I'm sure. Do you listen to the show normally, like on the way to work or coming home?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got an hour drive to work every morning, and every morning I got you guys on, and even once I go into the office. So.
Yeah. Are you still a wrestling fan or just like an old fan? You still like watch wrestling?
Yep, you know it. We watch it all.
So you like AEW?
WWE,
right,
Ring
of
Honor.
Everything. Oh, wow, you go all the way in. Okay. Well, no, I'm only asking, like, are you a guy that listens to podcasts or not really?
Yeah, not as much as I should, but my boys have taught the old wise one here.
Oh, how old are your kids?
My oldest is 26.
Okay.
My biggest wrestling fan is 23, so.
All right. Oh, he still likes wrestling at 23. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you he likes AEW more than WWE, and he probably likes NXT more than Raw and SmackDown.
You got him. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, that's normally the routine. Well, listen, man, Buff, look, I mean, I'll probably be putting a good amount of podcasting out on a regular basis covering wrestling, so you can hear me a lot. I know it's different than live radio, but maybe there's some stuff happening with me in 2020 where you can hear me live. That could happen, too. You never know.
All right, my man. When you get around to Pittsburgh, Northern West Virginia area, we'll take you, get your little Permani brothers.
Sam. Oh, that's some good stuff. Yeah, my man Buff. Appreciate you, dude. Thank you very much.
I need to have one of those sandwiches.
Yeah, I've never been, but I've heard.
You can have them ship the whole setup to you.
Yeah.
You can buy, like, I don't know how much it actually makes, but you can get a box from Permani Brothers, and it tells you with the French fries, the coleslaw, the cold cuts, their own bread, and you can make your own Permanti Brothers sandwich, but I feel like you need to go to a Permanti Brothers for real.
You
gotta
be there.
I'm looking. You've been there, Mike?
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
So break it down, son.
Yeah, basically you get the good sandwich, anything you like, and they put the French fries on.
How good is it, though?
Oh, it's delicious. It's the best, one of the best French fry I've ever had in my life.
And it's on the sandwich.
Yeah, that's a big Pittsburgh gimmick. You put the fries on the sandwich.
No, I know. Listen, please.
And the salads, please. Too.
I've been to the Steel City a plethora of times, Mike. I know you think you're an expert on it, but I've been there. I've been around.
We're talking to everybody, though, Taz.
I don't care. We're talking to me.
I was talking to Pete.
So, listen, they've been around since 1933, okay? And I still haven't made my way there, the Permanti Brothers. But here's the thing, though, Permanti Brothers. I am looking at their website, and I see what's going on here. And they have pizza, which they probably shouldn't even attack. They probably should touch
really?
They have pizza. And they have wings. The wings look phenomenal. Several options on draft beers and now the French fries. They hand cut every single day. We use more potatoes than just about anyone. Well, wait a minute. If you're making French fries, how could you have more potatoes? French fries are potatoes. Like, you can't say you have more potatoes if people are making French fries. It's an order of potatoes. Am I missing something here?
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to eat when I go there.
So it looks like this one order of French fries has cheese whiz all over it, jalapenos, sour cream, and chunks of bacon. It looks phenomenal.
Okay. I'm in.
Dropped out of a heart attack after you eat it, but it looks really good. I can order this online. It says order online. Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to get some of this. I'll get it for lunch today. I'll have to get it to me.
Oh, yeah. There's the brother. There's the pizza. Permanti Brothers Pizza.
Man, the bread, it's like a thick, thick sourdough. Man, they're not playing around. Mike, you've had this a lot? Oh, he's on the phone. The cold cuts, Pete, have you seen this?
Seen it, I haven't had it.
What?
I've grown up. Pittsburgh was always like my second home growing up.
I've heard 100 times, I know.
We get it, Mike. You've been there.
Yes, I've had it. To answer your question, I'm giving some context. You know what? I just traveled to Pittsburgh for the hell of it.
Just because you love going there.
Oh, why not? Let's go watch a Penguins game on Tuesday.
Look, dude, but I'm telling you, the sandwiches look phenomenal. Yeah, Hold on, great. We got somebody in Pennsylvania, Jake. Jake, what's going on, dude?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, just a little take on the Primanti brothers. I know it's a Pittsburgh thing. If you guys aren't looking to, you know, be in the city, you know, with all the traffic and all that, Grove City, about 80 miles north of the city, has a great Primanti Brothers. You can go to the Outlet Mall. Tons of stuff to do there, so just a little take on that.
Yeah, I'm looking at their site now, and I'm mad. I've been in two places, two cities, not Pittsburgh, that has a Primanti Brothers, and I didn't know about it. Hershey's got one in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I didn't know. I've been to Hershey a bunch of times.
One in State College by Penn State, and I've been there too recently, and I could have gotten a Primanti Brothers sandwich, and I didn't know.
And there's one in Maryland. There's one in Hagerstown, Maryland. I didn't know that either.
Must be more regional now.
Yeah, they're moving around, dude. There's also one up in Michigan. There's one in Taylor, Michigan. Yeah, in Taylor, Michigan.
Let's not get crazy.
In Taylor, Michigan, and Nova, Michigan. Actually, Taylor, Michigan, Jake, we appreciate the call, homie. In Taylor, Michigan, I had an appliance match against Sabu in 1992, I think it was.
What, did you use a stove?
Look at Pete's face.
I have never heard of that match.
Because you'll never hear it happen once. That's why.
This is a terrible idea.
And it was bad. I mean, bad, danger bad. Dude, we had vacuum cleaners around the ring, washing machine covers. I swear to you. I swear to you. And there was maybe 200 people in the building. And we beat the holy dog ass out of each other. This is before the whole ECW thing. Yeah. And it was called an appliance match. It was in Taylor, Michigan. And the promoter's name was Joe Lake. And he tried to burn us on the money. And we hunted him down. And not just us, other wrestlers, and one of the female wrestlers in the car found him at a Denny's. He tried to burn us for the money. We were all hunting him down in the middle of the night, and she got out of the car and beat his ass. Beat his ass. I don't want to name her name. She was recently put in the WWE Hall of Fame. We'll just leave it at that. Let's go to Paul, listening in from Ohio. Paul, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on?
Hey, Taz, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
First of all, I want to say something to you.
I'm ready.
I am so sorry that you're leaving, because I'm going to tell you what, you and the Moose is one of the best morning talk shows that I've ever listened to. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I wanted to make sure I got to say goodbye to you, and sorry to see you go, and I wish you good luck. But my favorite wrestler was magnificent Don Morocco.
I'm with you, bro. I love Morocco. Big fan of his. Okay, continue.
You remember when Captain Lou was his manager? I don't, the one match that I still remember to this day. I don't remember the gentleman who he was wrestling, but he was also known as with the pile driver. And do you remember when he wrestled the dude in, he had a sub. He was eating the sub while drinking the Coke.
Oh, yeah, Morocco. Morocco was doing it. Yeah. I do remember that. Well, for a lot of Morocco's career, he was managed by Mr. Fuji, but he did have Albano for a while, didn't he, Pete? I think Paul's right. Yeah,
he had Albano.
Right? Yeah. Are you talking about Paul Orndorff, that he was wrestling with the pile driver?
I don't remember who it was, but all I remember, he had a full
hero.
Like a 6-inch sub.
Sub, yeah.
When he pile drived him, the sub went flying everywhere. The lettuce, the tomatoes, the onions, everything.
He was the best,
it was
man.
Great.
He was a star.
It was great.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Paul. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate
good
it.
Good luck to you, Taz. I'm going to miss you.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate you. You know, it's really nice these people call day three of the Taz send off. And now I see why Francesa did this for 3 months. You know what I mean? Like
twice.
Said goodbye twice for 3 months.
Feels nice.
No, it takes time. You know, you got people call. No, it does feel nice. No, but I'm not going nowhere. Where am I going? I'm leaving this platform. I'll be in other platforms. I'm leaving on my, you know, I'm doing my thing. I got things I'm doing. You know, I'll be around. You know, be around.
Right. And you're going. Like you're going. You're happy to go. You feel good going.
I'm happy as a pig in poop.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't be sad for Taz. Taz isn't sad for Taz.
Taz is not sad for Taz. I'll tell you that right now.
He'll be gone ASAP.
Rocky. Inside Joe Jones.
I got it.
We got the three biggest headlines of the day on the other side. Nope. After we go to break. After we get back from break. Taz with Andrew Bogus. Right back.